Monday night we have a fundraiser. It's called Pay What You Can. The special tonight is either Alfredo or Scampi. This explains it.
It's Monday night dinner at Zach's Cafe. Catherine George Bird, one of the owners, greets guests when they arrive and tells them the evening's menu.
We don't serve anything but what the special is.
Okay.
She hands them a piece of paper that explains why there are limited options. It's because she and her husband, co-owner James George, took a trip to Washington.
We were in Seattle about 5 years ago, and there was a news story on a restaurant that because times were so tough, they were doing one night a week just to get people out with a pay what you can. The menu is whatever the chef makes, and you give whatever you can. If you can 1 week, you can. If you can't the next week, you can't. It was more to encourage people just to get out and about.
They came back to Wrangell and started up a weekly pay what you can night in Zach's Cafe. But, she says, they put their own twist on it.
We kind of turned around, made it our own, and made it a fundraiser, and have picked different charities that we save all the money for the 12 or 13 weeks and send it to a charity.
They've owned Zach's Cafe for 13 years. They've done local one-night-only fundraisers in the past for organizations like the Animal Shelter. But the long-term idea behind Pay What You Can means they have more time to raise money. The first charity was Heifer International. That's an organization that donates farm animals to people in struggling countries. The animals provide both nutritious food and profitable goods, like eggs and milk, that can be sold by the owners. However, Bird says, after a few years, they wanted to find a way to help more locally. In this case, local meant the U.S.-based organization Share Our Strength.
We actually didn't realize how bad the childhood hunger in the U.S. was until we started looking into it. I think it said 6 million children in the U.S. don't know where their next meal is coming from. One-third of those children are under the age of 5, and it was just amazing to us that this was going on in our own country, and that's why we switched over from Heifer to Share Our Strength.
The patrons donate the money for the meal. Bird says she and her husband donate the cost of the food and the labor to make it. That's why they make things that are easy to cook in large batches.
We did fried chicken. Sometimes we do like jumbo burgers, and then we have an assortment of things you can have put on your burger. That's always a good one. We like to do a pizza buffet where we set up the banquet table, and James just stands back there making pizza, and I bring it out, and you help yourself till you're full. We like doing a salad and soup buffet, which is the same thing. Make a bunch of salads, a couple different kinds of soup, and you help yourself till you're full.
Tonight is pasta night. Father Thomas Weiss is sitting at a table by the window. He says he loves eating at Zach's on Mondays.
I think it's the coolest idea that our little town of Wrangell has a restaurant that wants to give back to something bigger than themselves.
And giving back is what it's about. Bird says she wants everyone to feel welcome to come and enjoy a meal on Pay What You Can nights.
Whatever they have is fine. Whatever they have, if they don't have anything, it's fine. I've actually had somebody come in with 50 cents in their pocket. I had somebody come in with a dollar. It's all fine. That's part of what this is getting people to be able to come out and eat and socialize.
Pay What You Can will continue at Zach's Cafe most Monday nights through May. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.